I always laugh at the people that say, you know, if it's, you know, he's lucky to have played for the Yankees. And I remind people of Jarrett Wright and Kenny Rogers and Javier Vasquez and Carl Pavano that New York eats up a lot of players. But you, it didn't eat you up. It didn't eat David Cohn up. It didn't eat Derek Jeter up. Focusing on Jeter from the very beginning, what did you see with Derek that I can't see and the media can't see?
I mean, confidence, not second guessing his talent to be able to produce and not being overwhelmed by the bright lights of New York. I mean, he actually embraced it. I mean, he was, you know, that first couple years that, you know, he came in and did so much, you know, he was on magazine covers and the papers and on the radio, and those things did not take away from what he did on the field. So, he was able to handle that, and it usually comes with, you know, pretty much a strong belief within that, you know, I can do these things.
Paul, on those early Yankee teams, there were a lot of strong personalities, yourself included. Did he immediately become a leader?
I think he immediately became pretty much just a good teammate. And, you know, I think his leadership pretty much came along as he continued to produce, especially produce in the postseason. And, you know, his popularity pretty much, you know, took off where, you know, when people thought of the Yankees, they thought of the Yankees winning World Series and they thought of Derek Jeter playing shortstop. And believe me, when you go to Yankee Stadium, there's a whole bunch of little kids running around with number two on their back because, you know, that was the now the face of the Yankees, and it has been for a long time.
Why do you think he's so stable? Parenting? I mean, why was he so rock solid and still is today?
Well, I do believe that, you know, his parents did a great job. I don't think that he, you know, he came in, you know, there's a lot of rookies that walk into the league with this attitude, and I don't think he came in with an attitude. And he came in, you know, with that number one draft pick on his back, but, you know, he worked. He continued to work. And, again, he always played well in the clutch, and that is what New York loves. And he was part of winning teams immediately when he came into the major leagues and championship teams. And again, that's what New York people relate to. And, that's why he's been so successful there. And there's nothing better to see a Hall of Fame, you know, type player who obviously he will be, play his whole career in one city. It just doesn't happen this day and age, especially in New York.
When you retired, you still had something left in the tank, but you stepped away. When did you know it was the right time?
Well, I think you start realizing that, you know, you kind of second guess your body a little bit as whether, you know, you can do what you're accustomed to doing. That's going out and playing 162 games out on the field day in and day out. And I think, you know, last year was frustrating for him. A lot of injuries, really the first time in his career where he wasn't able to put up, you know, a lot of games and a lot of numbers, and probably just sat back and said, you know, this is what's happening, and you just, You can't deal with not playing and playing up to the caliber that you used to playing. And I think probably had a lot to do with it. And plus, you know, with Mariano, Pettit, Jorge, everybody's kind of closed the book on those late 90s. You know, at the end of this year when Derek's finished, then those days are over.
It kind of becomes the farewell tour is a series of sometimes awkward and bizarre gifts. The only thing that surprises me is by announcing it now, you know, he's going to go through that kind of staged farewell tour that doesn't necessarily feel like Jeter. Did that surprise you at all, the timing of the announcement, Paul?
You know, I'm sure it was in the back of his mind, the right thing to do. The one thing that does help is when you do this like he did on social media, that you don't have to go to spring training day in and day out and answer the questions, you know, is this or if it is your last year. So.
Yeah.
You've pretty much closed the book on those things. The best thing, the best scenario that could happen is obviously he comes out of spring training healthy. This team turns things around with the you know, the additions they've made. They stay in the American League East. They're competitive to where you can talk about the importance of the Yankees winning, and you don't have to go over every single last at-bat you have at this stadium or last home run or hit you had at that place. So, if they can do that, then I think it'll be a much more enjoyable year for Derek.
Five rings, four with Jeter. Paul O'Neill, a great Yankee. Paul, thanks for taking time for our show.
You guys have a good one.